Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome to Umma Radio. You are listening to the Tafsir class with myself, Abu Musab. Alright then, we were still busy doing the Tafsir ibn Kathir, still doing Surah Al-Baqarah. We had last completed the ayah, Ula'ika ala hudam min rabbihim wa ula'ika humul muflihun, ayah number 5. So inshallah we will continue on from ayah number 6. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. The next ayah is ayah number 6 of Surah Al-Baqarah, which is إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون. Wherein Allah says that indeed those who disbelieve, regardless of whether you warn them or you do not warn them, they will never believe. Now, this is not quite so, as you can say, so unrestricted as the term may sound. You find this deviant modernist belief today, where they say that only a person who covers and hides the truth and things, only such a person is a kafir. The rest of the people, they are termed ghair Muslim and not kafir. But like I said, the modernist belief, it has no basis in the Sharia. Now, they get confused when they see terms like this. Here in this ayah, when Allah says, those who commit kufr, this refers here now to those type of people who hide the, they hide the truth. They know what is the truth, but they hide it and they cover it up and think, these are the type of people. For them, Allah says, whether you warn them or you don't warn them, they will never believe. So, they are kufar. Shaitan is a kafir, a person who may call himself a Muslim, but if he has kufr beliefs, he's also a kafir. So it's not restricted to only just this form here, the term kafir. So, munafiqeen, they are also kufar, but they are munafiqeen. You cannot, a person, Islam has not reached him. He's not a munafiq. A munafiq means a hypocrite. So, A disbeliever may not necessarily be a hypocrite. But that's from a linguistic sense. From a Sharia sense, a disbeliever, a kafir can never be a hypocrite because he's already a kafir. A hypocrite is such a person, if you look even at the dictionary meaning, a hypocrite is a person who shows one face to some people and shows another face to some others. So that is a hypocrite. So those Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, those people who claim to be Muslim, but they were actually siding with the kuffar, they are munafiqeen. You can take it in today's times, the King of Saudi and all these people claim to be with the Muslims and everything, but they support the kuffar in killing the Muslims. These type of people, the term munafiqeen can be used for them. Not for Obama. Obama's not a munafiq. Obama is just a simply straight out kafir. So it's not the same thing. But in this ayah, when Allah speaks about the kuffar, who regardless whether you warn them or you don't warn them, they will never believe, this refers to those who, as you can say, those arch enemies of Islam who knows everything, but the mushrikeen of Makkah, how many times in their own secret gatherings they said that definitely we admit that the Quran is the truth and that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was indeed the last Nabi and everything. They accepted those things, but because of arrogance and all the other sorts of kufr that the excuses that they came up with, they remained on kufr until they died. So this is the type of kufr that is being referred to. This is just one particular form of kufr, but it does not mean that if a person is not of this type, it is not a kafir. Nor does this mean here, this ayah here, that don't bother giving da'wah, because whether you give them da'wah, you don't give them da'wah, all of them, they all never going to believe. Obviously, the common sense would say that this is an incorrect tafsir. And it is indeed so that would be an incorrect tafsir. This, like I say, it applies to those people who are set in their kufr ways, who are anti-Islam, who have made their mind up on things, that whether you warn them or you don't warn them, they're never going to listen. Those sort of people are what is being referred to in this ayah. And not just a blanket ruling on every single kafir. So anyway, that's the ayah. He goes to this tafsir. He says, يقول تعالى إن الذين كفروا أي غطوا الحق وستروه سواء عليهم إنذارك وعدمه فإنهم لا يؤمنون بما جئتهم به كما قال تعالى إن الذين حقت عليهم كلمة ربك لا يؤمنون ولو جاءتهم كل آية حتى يروا العذاب الأليم. He says that Allah Ta'ala mentions that indeed those who disbelieve, meaning those who cover the truth and they hide it away, these people, regardless of whether you warn them or you don't warn them, it's the same, because they will not believe that which you have come with, or rather that which you have been sent with, like how Allah Ta'ala mentions in another ayah, indeed those whom the word of Allah has come to pass upon, they will never believe. Even if all the signs came to them, until they saw the painful punishment, basically they're never going to believe. So what he's saying here, the word of Allah that has come to pass on them, this is like what was mentioned previously, that there are, when a person is born, what's going to happen to that person, whether you're going to die a Muslim or a kafir, all these sort of things are ordained already. So this, the word of Allah being passed upon this person, these are those people whom they have been written down as Jahannamis. So they are never going to listen, no matter what signs or whatever you come out and bring, they will never believe it. These sort of people. So this type of people here, they are the same ones that's being referred to here, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. So he says, أي إِنَّ مَنْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمُ الشَّقَاوَ فَلَا مَسَعَدَ لَهُ. That indeed those whom Allah has written shaqawa, wretchedness, and wretchedness, the term sa'ada and shaqawa, when it's used in the books of tafsir and fiqh and books of the sharia, then shaqawa, wretchedness, refers to a person who ends up going to Jahannam, while sa'ada, fortunate, this applies and refers to a person who is going to Jannah. So he says that those whom Allah has written wretchedness for, they will never get any fortune, meaning they will never amount to anything entering into Jannah. وَمَنْ أَضَلَّهُ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. And whomsoever Allah misguides, there is no guider for him. فَلَا تَذْهَبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتٍ. So do not let yourself go into destruction as a result of these people. وَبَلِّغُهُمُ الرِّسَالَةِ. But give the message off to them. فَمَنِ اسْتَجَابَ لَكَ فَلَهُ الْحَظُّ الْأَوْفَرُ. And after you give the message to them, whoever obeys and listens to the message, then he will have his full share of, obviously him accepting Islam now, he will get everything that is due to him. وَمَنْ تَوَلَّى فَلَا يَهُمَّنَّكَ ذَلِكَ. And whoever turns away and refuses to accept, then don't stress about it. فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ وَعَلَيْنَا الْحِسَابُ. Because indeed upon you is only to give the message, and it is while upon us is the reckoning. So Allah says that the message, and this is not only restricted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it's also for us as well. We can't guide anyone. Our duty is to give the message, and if the people don't accept it after giving the message, there's nothing we can do. We don't have the ability to cast iman into the hearts of people and all these sort of things here. So we give the message, if they accept, alhamdulillah. If they don't accept, the sin is upon their head and Allah will judge them as a result of it. He continues on. He says, وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما في قوله إن الذين كفروا الآية قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يحرص أن يؤمن جميع الناس ويتابعوه على الهدى فأخبره الله تعالى أنه لا يؤمن إلا من سبق له من الله السعادة في الذكر الأول ولا يضل إلا من سبق له من الله الشقاء في الذكر الأول. That Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, he commented on this ayah and he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to be very desiring that all of mankind should believe and should follow him upon the guidance. So then Allah Ta'ala informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that no one shall believe except those whom Allah has preordained as the fortunate ones in the fi dhikr al-awwal, in the first mentioning. This is like I said, that when Allah had the taqdeer written down of everything of creation, if his name was not amongst the fortunate ones, then he will never be amongst them. And those whose names were amongst the wretched ones, he'll forever remain amongst them. So, yeah, Allah informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that no one shall believe except those whom Allah had already preordained and written them down in the first mentioning that they will be from the fortunate ones. And no one shall be misguided except those whom Allah had written wretchedness from for them in the very first mentioning. وقوله تعالى لا يؤمنون جملة مؤكدة للتي قبلها أي هم كفار في كلا الحالين. He then mentions that the ayah says لا يؤمنون, they will not believe. This is just a sentence to emphasize the fact that has come before it, that those who have disbelief, that they are kuffar in both situations. They are died in their kuffar. They never. It's just to emphasize furthermore that they are kuffar and they're never going to believe. That's the end of that ayah. Moving on to the next page with the next ayah, he says, the ayah says, خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَى سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَى أَبَصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٌ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. That Allah has sealed their hearts and their eyes and their ears. Allah has sealed their hearts and their ears, and there is a covering over their eyes, and for them is a severe punishment. So he says, خَتَمَ اللَّهُ أي طَبَعَ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَى سَمْعِهِمْ. That Allah has sealed. Taba' means to close also and to seal. So Allah has closed their hearts and their ears. وَعَلَىٰ أَبَصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٌ. And upon their eyes is a covering. فَلَا يُبُصِرُونَ هُدَىٰ وَلَا يَسْمَعُونَ وَلَا يُفَقِّهُونَ وَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ. So they do not see the guidance, nor do they hear it, nor do they understand or comprehend comprehend it. قَالَ مُجَاهِدُ الْخَتْمُ التَّبَعُ. Imam Mujahid, one of the famous Mufassirin, he said that Al-Khatam, the word Khatam, it means Al-Taba', which both, like I said, it means to close and to seal. He says, ثَبَتَتِ الذُّنُوبُ عَلَى الْقَلْبِ فَحَفَّتْ بِهِ مِنْ كُلِّ نَوَاحِيهِ حَتَّى تَلْتَقِيَ عَلَيْهِ فَالْتِقَاؤُهَا عَلَيْهِ الطَّبْعُ وَالطَّبْعُ الْخَتْمُ. He says that his sins have been so firmly established in his heart, and it surrounded it from all angles until it begins to gather upon it. And when it gathers all upon it, then this is how the heart get clothed. And the clothing it of it is its sealing. وَقَدْ وَصَفَ تَعَالَى نَفْسَهُ بِالْخَتْمِ وَالطَّبِعِ عَلَى قُلُوبِ الْكَافِرِينَ مَجَازَاتًا لِكُفْرِهِمْ كَمَا قَالَ بَلْ طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا بِكُفْرِهِمْ. And he says that Allah has described himself as the one who does the khatam and the taba', that Allah is the one who closes and who seals the hearts of the kuffar as a recompensation for their kufr, their disbelief. Like how Allah Ta'ala says, بَلْ طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا بِكُفْرِهِمْ. But indeed Allah had sealed their hearts as a result of their disbelief. وفي الحديث يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. And as is mentioned in the famous hadith, Turner of hearts, is make our hearts firm upon your deen. Now he moves on. He says, قال ابن جرير وقال بعضهم إن معنى قوله تعالى ختم الله على قلوبهم إخبار من الله عن تكبرهم وإعراضهم عن الاستماع لما دعوا إليه من الحق. Imam Ibn Jarir rahimahullah, he says that some of the ulama had said that the meaning of the ayah, خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ, this is some news that Allah has given us about the takabur, the arrogance, and their turning away from listening to that which they are being called towards of the truth. كَمَا يُقَالُ فُلَانٌ أَصَمُّ عَنْ هَذَا الْكَلَامِ. Like how it is said that so-and-so, he is deaf to this speech. We use term ourselves in English, that it fallen on deaf ears and these sort of things. Yeah, it doesn't literally mean that they are deaf, but it's just a figure of speech. This is one view. You say, إِذَا امْتَنَعَ مِنْ سِمَعِي وَرَفَعَ نَفْسَهُ عَنْ تَفَهُمِهِ تَكَبُّرًا. So he say this, like how it is said that so-and-so is deaf to this speech, when he refuses to listen, and out of arrogance, he raises him and elevates himself above wanting to understand it. But he says, قال إمام ابن جرير رحمه الله is now saying وهذا لا يصح لأن الله قد أخبر أنه هو الذي ختم على قلوبهم وأسماعهم. He says that this opinion that some scholars had said, this is not correct because Allah has informed us that He is the one who seals their hearts and their ears. Now Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, he comments, he says, قُلْتُ وَقَدْ أَقْنَوَ الزَّمَخْشَرِيُّ فِي تَقْرِيرِ مَا رَدَّهُ إِبْنُ جَرِيرٍ هَاهُنَا وَتَأَوَّلَ الْآيَةَ مِنْ خَمْسَةِ أَوْجُهٍ وَكُلُّهَا ضَعِيفَةٌ جِدًّا وما جرأه على ذلك إلا اعتزاله لأن الختم على قلوبهم ومنعها من وصول الحق إليها قبيح عنده يتعالى الله عنه في اعتقاده. He says Imam Zamakhshari had elaborated in on this issue in his affirmation of that which Imam Ibn Jarir has rejected. Meaning Imam Zamakhshari, he was one of those people who held the opinion that this ayah is figurative and not literal, that Allah has done this to their hearts. So he says, and Imam Zamakhshari, he interpreted the ayah from five ways to prove his point, but he says, but all of these are extremely weak viewpoints and interpretations. And he said, وَمَا جَرَّأَهُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ إِلَّا اعْتِزَالِهِ. And nothing caused him to be so bold to do all of this except the fact that he was from the Mu'tazila. And I mentioned when we first passed by the name of Imam Zamakhshari that he was unfortunately from the Mu'tazila. So they had many beliefs of their own, too many actually to mention. That's why the books that the Aima had written on all the sects and the subsects and all these things of the Mu'tazila. So he says, he explains why. He says, لِأَنَّ الْخَتْمَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَمَنِعِهَا مِنْ وَصُولِ الْحَقِّ إِلَيْهَا, that the sealing of the hearts and preventing of the truth to reach the hearts, this is something which is bad and ugly according to their aqidah, the aqidah of the Mu'tazila. So therefore they say that Allah is far removed and elevated above doing such things. So Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, he responds to that. He say, وَلَوْ فَهِمَ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ وَقَوْلُهُ وَنُقَلِّبُ أَفْئِدَتَهُمْ وَأَبْصَارَهُمْ كَمَا لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهِ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَمَا أَشْبَهَ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْآيَاتِ الدَّالَةِ عَلَى أَنَّهُ تَعَالَى إِنَّمَا خَتَمَ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ وَحَالَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ الْهُدَى جَزَاءً وِفَاقًا عَلَى تَمَادِيهِمْ فِي الْبَاطِلِ وَتَرْكِهِمُ الْحَقِّ وَهَذَا عَدْلٌ مِنْهُ تَعَالَى حَسَنٌ وَلَيْسَ بِقَبِيحٍ فَلَوْ أَحَاطَ عِلْمًا بِهَذَا لَمَا قَالَ مَا قَالَ. He says that if Imam Zamakhshari had understood the ayah when Allah says فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ, that when they deviated, then Allah turned their hearts away. And the ayah وَنُقَلِّبُ أَفْئِدَتَهُمْ وَأَبْصَارَهُم, and we turn their hearts and their sights كَمَا لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهِ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ, like how they had not believed in the first time. And all the very other similar ayat which points out that Allah is the one who seals the hearts and who puts comes between them and between guidance. Why? As a fitting recompensation upon their persistence in falsehood and their rejection and abandonment of the truth. وَهَذَا عَدْلٌ مِّنْهُ تَعَالَى حَسَنٌ وَلَيْسَ بِقَبِيحٍ. And he says this justice from Allah, this is something which is good, and it is not something which is ugly and bad, like how the Mu'tazila assume it to be. So, فَلَوْ أَحَاطَ عِلْمًا بِهَذَا, so if Imam Zamakhshari had the knowledge of this, then he would not have made the statements that he had made. He moved on, he says, قَالَ ابْنُ جَرِيرٍ وَالْحَقُّ عِنْدِي فِي ذَلِكَ مَا صَحَّ بِنَظِيرِهِ الْخَبَرُ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَنَّهُ قَالَ إن المؤمن إذا أذنب ذنبا كانت نكتة سوداء في قلبه فإن تاب ونزع واستعتب صقل قلبه وإن زاد زادت حتى تعلو قلبه فذلك الران الذي قال الله تعالى كلا بل ران على قلوبهم ما كانوا يكسبون. فأخبر صلى الله عليه وسلم أن الذنوب إذا تتابعت على القلوب أغلقتها وإذا أغلقتها أتاها حينئذ الختم من قبل الله تعالى والطبع فلا يكون للإيمان إليه مسلك ولا للكفر عنها مخلص فذلك هو الختم والطبع الذي ذكره الله في قوله ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم نظير الطبع والختم على ما تدركه الأبصار من الأوعية والظروف. He says Imam Ibn Jarir rahimahullah, he comments, or rather he continues with his comment, and he says, and the truth according to me is that ma sahha bi nadhiri al khabar, that which the, for example, the similarity has come in the khabar, khabar yet referring to the hadith, which come from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when a person commits a, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ إِذَا أَذْنَبَ ذَنْبًا, that when a believer, when he commits a sin, كَانَتْ نُكْتَةٌ سَوْدَاءُ فِي قَلْبِهِ, that when he commits a sin, it forms a black dot on his heart. فَإِنْ تَابَ وَنَزَعَ وَاسْتَعْتَبَ سَقَلَ قَلْبَهُ, but when a person makes tawbah and he repents and he moves away from all these things and he stays on the right path, سَقَلَ قَلْبَهُ, then his heart is cleaned again. The black dot is removed and his heart is turned, as you can say, white again. The blackness is gone. وَإِنْ زَادَ زَادَتْ حَتَّى تَعْلُ قَلْبَهُ, but if he continues and he persists sin after sin, then the dots continue and it increases and increases, حَتَّى تَعْلُ قَلْبَهُ, until it comes right up over his entire heart and covers his whole heart. فَذَلِكَ الرَّانُ الَّذِي قَالَ اللَّهُ, so that is the ran, the overwhelming of which Allah has mentioned in the ayah, that كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ, that indeed, كَلَّا, most definitely, it has, oh, that which they had done, it had overwhelmed and basically overcome and overwhelmed their hearts, meaning the result of the sin, and obviously would apply to kufr and everything. So the more evil you do, the more darker and blacker your heart becomes, until it reaches that stage where let's put a heart in the as being white, and then each sin, persistence with no repentance and things, no tawbah and things, is one black dot upon another black dot upon another. It may seem small, but eventually a person's entire heart becomes covered in it, until his whole heart is now a black lump rather than being white anymore. And when this happens, then this is what the ayah is being referred to, that the result of their actions had overwhelmed their hearts. فأخبر صلى الله عليه وسلم أن الذنوب إذا تتابعت على القلوب أغلقها. So Imam Ibn Jarir rahimahullah, he says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم had informed us that when sins are done in succession, continuously like this, when it follows up and it continues to grow like this on the heart, and it covers the heart entirely, أغلقتها, then it seals the heart. وإذا أغلقتها أتاها حينئذ الختم من قبل الله تعالى والطبع. That now, when you have done so many sins and your heart is pitch black, covered in the sins, then your heart gets locked. And this locking and covering and sealing of your heart, this now comes from the side of Allah Ta'ala, that you have caused it. You were not on the straight path and then suddenly Allah sealed your heart. It doesn't work like that. But rather, you are the cause of your heart being locked, because you did the evil and you went down the wrong path. And that is why your heart ended up being locked. Okay, so he says, فَلَا يَكُونُ لِلْإِيمَانِ إِلَيْهَا مَسْلَكٌ, that there remains no entryway, no passageway for iman to enter into such a person's heart. وَلَا لِلْكُفْرِ عَلَيْهَا مُخْلِصٌ, and there is no way, it also leaves no entryway for kufr to be basically removed and for a person to be saved from the kufr, because you are now, basically the lock has been put out. Nothing can come in, nor can anything go out. You know, sealed. That's basically what he is saying here. فَذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخَتْمُ وَالطَّبْعُ الَّذِي ذَكَرَهُ اللَّهُ فِي قَوْلِهِ خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمِعِهِمْ. And he says, this is the sealing and the covering which Allah has mentioned in the ayah, that خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمِعِهِمْ, that Allah has sealed their hearts and their ears. نظير الطبع والختم على ما تدركه الأبصار من الأوعية والظروف. That which your eyes were able to perceive and comprehend and everything, this ability has been taken away now by your heart being sealed. So your eyes cannot perceive these things anymore. That's basically what he's saying in a nutshell. Alright, and that's the end of ayah number 7. And inshallah, we will end here on this point. And next time, next Saturday, inshallah, we will continue on from ayah number 8. So until then, we will end here for now, and we say wasallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad, subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.